We want to congratulate you on your voyage into realizing without judging what you have realized. And we know this can continue to be a problem, but what a joy it is to be able to look at your own life and say, that was not a good idea for me, or that was a good idea for me, and there should be more of that. There is an irony on our different paths, and that is that the truth that propels us is so simple and seems to be so obvious, but of course it has not been obvious, or we would not be realizing it now. But with every realization where there is love with it, there is tremendous growth on your path. And so once again, when you allow that, when you simply allow yourself to look and say, good idea, bad idea, and you will notice when you are in a place with an open heart, that realization is very calm. It is not it is not fraught with fear, or it is not full of the pointing finger. It is simply, oh, I did not know this before, I did not notice this before, but how wonderful that I am allowing myself to notice that, because I have managed to take the fear out of it. And we are going to call this realization in love. And that, we must say to you, is truly the only safe place to have these realizations. When you think about your own life and you think about your past, where you have realized that there was something wrong. You spoke too much, you spoke too little, you moved too fast, you moved too slow, whatever it was, that realization, when it was based in fear, makes your whole body go into kind of a spasm of heaviness. It is like, because what it's feeding back into is that belief that there's something wrong with you, that you are not enough. If you had been enough, you would have noticed that you were too fast, too slow, too loud, too soft, whatever it might be. So you can see why we may have put off in our lives some realizations, because if they came in that package, then we actually do harm to ourselves in the realization, even if it is true. Now, we want to make one point about the confusion that happens here. Even truth must be delivered in love. Anyone can analyze anyone else, look at their life, go down through it, and tell them everything that's wrong, and probably be accurate. But energetically, what have you done? And how does the person on the other end, what are they to do with that? Because it did not come to them in love. So it can, even the truth can only land on them in great judgment. And so it is the same with yourself. When you find some places that are not working, and may we say this, God grant, may you always find those places, because that is how you move along on your path. You find the place where you are not free yet, where there is not love yet, where there is still hurt from the past. Of course, you always want to be able to find those places, but you want to be able to respond to the realization lovingly and no other way. No other way, no dwelling on how much damage you may have done or any of these things. We must look at what comes up for us and say, that is a good thing, which is a wonderful realization, but even that one must be in love. That is not a good thing. There is a realization, but there must be love around it. we want to mention the one hook, which we know you have all experienced. And we want you to be aware of this thread as you are growing and moving through life. You may believe that you have hurt someone terminally and they will never recover. That's not true. People recover every day from all manner of things. And in addition, and this is the difficult part, they are responsible for recovering. That if that wound has happened on their path, even if you are the wounder, it is their responsibility to recover from it. Now, we can hear all of your jingling and jangling, feeling, no, that cannot possibly be right. But we want to remind you that you have been wounded. You wound others. We wound from our wounding. And the truth of it is, you recover. You recover. And that is the way it is intended to be. We are all intended to take responsibility for healing with whatever wound we are feeling. Now, does that mean you cannot say, I am sorry, I realize I hurt you, I did not mean to? Of course. Of course you can do that. But can you stop there? Can you stop there? Because once you have expressed your apology, in whatever form you have expressed it, you must put it down and allow the person to recover. Now, you cannot make them recover, and you are not responsible for making them recover. Once you have made your apology, you must, and sincerely, and done whatever you need to do, then you must be through with that, and you must move on. Otherwise, how are you going to find the flaw that you are working on in yourself? Are you going to be unrecovered when you find the flaw in your own program, on your own path? Does that really make sense? That you will say, oh, I have been rude, and that is followed by, I will never forgive myself? Is this really a way to move forward on a path? We can answer that for you. It is not. It is not the way at all. But here is a thing we want to be aware of. There is no perfection. There is awakening. There is embracing what is good for you. There is understanding what is not good for you. And there is the knowledge that that must all be done in love. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the blue of peace come around you. Breathe in peace, exhale fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and wash your root center so that nothing prevents you from creating making real the things that you love. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the second center. And let that cleansing energy wash away the judgment and the shame, leaving you free to cleanse, but to cleanse without judgment. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the solar plexus. And let that cleansing wash away the emotions that you may have gathered, that you do not need to hold, that are not about what is true, that are not yours. Let it all go. Feel the cleansing energy wash the heart center. Wash the pain, the old patterning, anything that is not of your spirit, anything that does not serve you in love. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your throat. Cleansing energy wash anything that might be harsh that you have spoken to yourself or others. Feel that harshness washed away and a place for speaking in love and peace to yourself and the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into your third eye. And feel the third eye open and become strong and powerful. And let you able to know and intuit, but only in love and never in fear. Feel the energy come up to your body and into the crown. Feel the crown open and the cleansing energy wash away any limitation you might be holding about receiving love or support or abundance or wisdom. Feel those limitations all washed away, and feel the open crown connect with the golden light of the universe, the light in which you were created and in which you are loved. Feel that golden light begin to flow into your body. Feel it flow into your thoughts, displacing the negativity, the regret, the fear, allowing your thoughts to attend to you, to your highest good, to what is best for you. And let love fill those thoughts and guide them. Feel the golden light flow into your throat to free you from the need to speak harshly to yourself about anything. Feel the golden light flow into your heart. And send love to all the places that may have been shut down or may have been overlaid with wrong demands or beliefs. Release those places and open to the love the universe sends to you. Feel the flow of love into your solar plexus. emotions, the pretenders, the emotions that pretend to serve you or make you virtuous when they do not. Feel them pulled out of your body and feel a place for the emotions that understand, that send you loving kindness in everything you feel and everything you do. Feel the energy of love flow into your second center. And feel them remove all of the shame from the past, all of the judgment in the past and the present, all of the patterns that bring those things back to your body. Let the golden light remove them and be willing to let them go. Let the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel joy in the root. Joy that you are able to create, that you are able to create in love. And let that golden light fill your body, heal, warm, make fluid anything that might be rigid, and extend past your body to be the field of attraction that brings you what is best for you. Bring your attention into your heart. And see that in your heart, the sky is blue, the sun is bright, and there is blue water in front of you. And drink from that water to bring peace to yourself. And be in that water if you choose to do that, to let it wash away anything that is not left yet that you wish to leave. Breathe and let it all go. And from the water, see that a gift rises. Come to the edge of the water wrapped in a soft white robe. And let your gift rise from the water and come to you. Rest the mind. Know the gift. Your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.